With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. One of the coldest temperatures in Iowa today was 22 degrees below zero at several locations, including Hampton and Marshalltown. It dropped to minus 21 in Mason City and Grundy Center, and a minus 20 at Ames and Iowa Falls. 18 below zero was the low today in Clarion in Waterloo. The Hampton Police Department yesterday afternoon arrested 36-year-old Brock Cassidy of Marshalltown, who was wanted on a Cerro Gordo County warrant for third-degree burglary. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Cassidy is being held at the Cerro Gordo County Jail. The Franklin County Sheriff's Department last night arrested 26-year-old Logan Reinhardt of Dalles for second-degree theft. Reinhardt is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Last night, the Hampton Police Department arrested 37-year-old Emmanuel Jerome Daly of Toledo, Iowa, for driving while barred. Daly was released from custody today. Charges have been dismissed against a man who was accused of breaking into a Wright County hog operation in 2020, placing hidden cameras and stealing a live piglet. 35-year-old Matthew A. Johnson of Berkeley, California, was to have had his trial start this week in Wright County District Court in Clarion on the charges of third-degree burglary, electronic or mechanical eavesdropping, and agricultural production facility trespass. Tuesday, the Wright County Attorney's Office filed a motion to dismiss the charges. According to criminal complaints and court documents, Johnson and an accomplice entered the Iowa Select Hog Site in Rural Dalles in May of 2020 without permission. Johnson and his accomplice, Linda L. Cridge of Fishers, Indiana, placed two live video streaming cameras and an audio recording device in the facility. Johnson was being prosecuted under a new section of the Iowa Code known as the Iowa Ag Gag Law, put into law prior to the break in at the Iowa Select Farm facility. Meanwhile, Johnson's motion to dismiss on the grounds that the Ag Gag Law is unconstitutional under the First Amendment was denied. Wright County District Court Judge Derek Johnson dismissed the charges with prejudice, meaning the defendant cannot be charged with these crimes for the offense again. The Iowa Falls City Council this week held a public hearing on the proposed bidding requirements, contract documents, and estimate of cost for the EMS facility project. No public comments were received. The council then approved a bid from King Knudsen Construction in the amount of $420,695 for the project. In other business, the Iowa Falls City Council approved a payment of $11,016 and a payment of $9,032 to McClure Engineering for the airport project, and approved a resolution on the city's proposed maximum property tax levy. The public is invited to attend the NIAC Alumni Association's 32nd Annual Pathways to Success event on Friday, April the 1st. The event is scheduled to begin 2 p.m. in the North Iowa Community Auditorium on the Mason City campus. Pathways to Success is held to honor accomplished alumni and to recognize a select group of students for their scholarship, leadership, and character. Linda Upmeyer, the former Speaker of the Iowa House of Representatives, will be honored for her accomplishments with the Outstanding Alumna Award. The Garner native is a NIAC graduate. Other awards to be presented will include for retired Hampton businessman Terry DeBoer, a 1982 NIAC graduate who will be honored as a distinguished alumnus. The event is free to attend. The birds in our area are built to handle the winter months, but even they could use some help on these very cold days. Chris Barber, the Interpretive Park Natural Resource Manager based at the Calkins Nature Area near Iowa Falls, tells Radio On The Go News, what are the best types of bird seed to use?
Suet feeders are always great in the winter because they're high fat content, high calorie content. We always feed a lot of black oil sunflower seed. Those are also a lot of oil and fats to them, so they provide a lot of energy to the bird. We shy away from, you know, the thistle feed, and a little bit of millet is okay. Some of the cheaper feed mixes that you'll find have a lot of the millet that they won't eat, and they'll shovel it off to the side, and you end up wasting half of it anyway, or it ends up on your yard.
However, Barber says the remaining wildlife in the broadcast area does not need our help. For example, when we see deer.
picking every little dead sprig of grass or chewing on tree bark or something that they look hungry. But if they're throwing, you know, a bunch of corn on the ground or bird seed for them, then they start to congregate and they start getting in very close proximity to one another. And that's the time of year that diseases can spread really rapidly because you have so many deer so close together instead of being spread out through the forest in other places. You can actually end up doing more harm than good by providing that extra feed.
For more information, go to HardinCountyConservation.com. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Dominic DiMonio of a new meat processing facility in Iowa Falls called Nimrod Meats. We'll discuss his background and what his business will be doing. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ following the news, weather, and obituaries with archived programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.